New name of the podcast, Wet Banter.
Gross.
Do you remember the Wet Bandits from Home Alone?
Yeah.
It's Wet Banter. The cover art is Harry and Marv from Home Alone.
Under a sprinkler.
It's us dressed as Harry and Marv from Home Alone. and we're all wet. Wet Banter.
How'd it sell?
This one is about voices.
Okay. Are you going to make that voice the whole time?
I don't think that's possible.
What's the question?
It hurts too much.
Oh, you can't talk.
No, that was the end of that. But if you could have anybody narrate your life, who would it be? What delicious, buttery brown chocolate voice would you?
Excuse me?
What?
Obvious answer is like Morgan Freeman, right?
Well, that's too obvious. I think he'd be taken.
He never mentioned that everybody else gets one as well, and I have to pick. Like, was the lottery system?
Well,
like,
even if he's probably working, I mean,
yeah,
he's already doing voiceover somewhere else.
I don't think that anybody's voice, I think I would get so sick of it no matter who it was. Like, the premise of this question is like, whose voice do you love a lot? Mm-hmm. Right? But I don't want anybody narrating my life.
Yeah, you'd inevitably hate them.
Yeah, so my answer is I opt out. But we can talk about good voices if you'd like.
You have a mute person narrating your life in sign language.
I was picturing not even sign language, just like awkward gestures.
Made up sign language?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
It's better. It's better than a voice following me around.
Yeah. There's just a little bubble over your shoulder. Like one of those like blurry bubbles, like they've been faded in, like video on video, old school style.
Right.
Like he's a translator in the corner of your TV.
Oh. Like picture in picture guy hovering.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if you had emojis following you around?
Don't we already?
No, I mean, what if you could have emojis like floating behind your head and they just represented how you felt all the time?
No, I'd be angry at them. I'd be fighting the emojis.
You'd just be locked in a room with red face anger emojis fighting them.
Yeah.
So you opt out of emoji translation. I opt out of narration.
What about first?
What about an anger translator like the Obama Key and Peele sketch?
That'd be helpful for me. I often have trouble communicating my feelings
when
particularly when angry.
Yeah. I think it would be helpful just because like he gets to say what you really feel and he's immune.
Yeah, exactly. It's like he's the perfect scapegoat.
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't say it.
That's just my feelings monster.
Yeah, it's just my feelings monster coming in.
What was your what about going to be?
I forget.
Oh, my God.
No, what about an animal?
Like a
dog.
He says, as like, my dog lays on the couch beside me.
Yeah.
Who followed me here.
She would vocalize like her reactions to everything you did.
Wait, vocalize like
only through dog speak though.
Yeah.
Different dog sounds.
That's what I was wondering. Like she's not going to talk, right?
No,
but
no words.
But she will act like cartoonish in her expressions.
Yeah,
that sounds amazing.
Yeah,
I like that's my favorite so far.
Okay,
I would opt into that.
Cool.
And it could be her, or I could pick a different animal. You'd want a really expressive animal, and like dogs are cute as shit. So
yeah,
like maybe a baby elephant following me around, expressing my emotions. Is it all emotions? It's not just anger, right? I'm getting really excited about this.
It's your whole life. It's not just your feelings. It's everything that happens to you.
So, you're basically describing a cartoon animal sidekick, right? Except it's a real animal.
Well,
like in a Disney cartoon, that's what the sidekicks do. Like that's what Zazu or whatever does, right?
Okay, well, narrators don't typically like, they're not like physically with you. They're right. Just like a disembodied voice.
Yeah.
But if it was an animal, like she'd have to be like, again, like a speech bubble or a...
No, I want a real animal following me around.
Okay.
I want a Disney sidekick in real life. That's what I want. That's the only thing I'm opting into here. I don't want a floating narration bubble.
You've really molded this question to suit your needs from a narrator into a sidekick.
I 100% hijacked this question.
Now it's like, I think we all want a sidekick, but I'm not sure that's a super good question.
Well, the super good question wasn't that good because I don't want a narrator, but if we have to pick, I would just want like something basic, like a Siri voice or something neutral, because anything else would annoy me faster.
Hmm.
Like anything giggly or like trying to be funny. Can you imagine how much you would hate someone trying to be funny about your life all the time?
Yeah.
Like that would make me more mad than the anger emojis floating around my head.
What if it was Bill Burr? doing a continuous podcast about your life. Like roughly you, about your life, but mostly just ranting.
I just did a full 180 on this question. I want Bill Burr to narrate my life.
Okay.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. Thought you might.
Do you have a person?
Duke Nukem. Just ridiculous, cheesy one-liners. So inappropriately.
For yeah.
The most mundane things.
Can you remember anything that he says in those games?
I came to kick ass and chew bubble gum. Yes. And I'm all out of bubble gum.
Yes, perfect.
This episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by the Human Voice Box, making sounds for over 2 millennia.
Hit us up on Twitter.
How do they do that?
At Super Good Pod.
Wait, what? What if they have one of those old Twitters?
Phones?
Yeah, yeah.
1-888-BARK-56.
Nice.
Professor Andrew.
Yes?
You have 10 minutes to prepare a 2-hour lecture on the topic of your choosing. What do you know enough about that you can pull this off?
I choose how to make you stop doing that accent.
Do you really need 2 hours for that? I can't even do it for 2 hours.
I need a minute to tell you to stop, and the rest is punishment for doing it in the first place. 2-hour lecture. That is a good question. I'll give you that. So obviously we make iPhone apps. That is something like programming is something that we could probably talk about for 2 hours.
Could you? Like, where would you start?
Just the basics. You just teach, okay. Like it's a lecture, right? Like you just do 101.
True. Yeah.
Do you think you could do that, by the way? Have you ever considered teaching?
No, I couldn't.
Why are you so quick to say you couldn't do that?
Because I barely understand programming. I'd have to be one step ahead, like Marge teaching piano lessons.
Yeah, but I mean, you could teach a 101 course for sure.
I could be like, programming. What is it? Intentionally talking really slow,
yeah,
asking like that so many trick questions.
Yeah.
Oxford's dictionary.
Defined. Oh my God. Stop. Yeah. Okay. So, but let's throw that out because that's our jobs. That's a boring answer. What would you go with?
I would put a video game up on the big screen and do a playthrough. exactly.
So wait, you're going to do like a let's play.
A let's play. I don't know if that counts.
I don't think that counts. You might have,
I don't have to talk the whole time.
That's the equivalent of the substitute teacher putting in a movie.
Yeah, that's exactly the kind of teacher I'd be. Movies every day.
Here's some David Attenborough kids. Learn about the animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe it could be, like 2 hours is such a long
time. I know. I don't even know that I could talk for 2 hours at all. Like, we do, the episodes of this podcast are 15 minutes long, and we don't record all 15 minutes at the same time, typically. Like, and we're having a conversation. We're not presenting. Yeah. Like, I don't think that I could speak for 2 hours about anything.
How long would it take to break down every song on Permission to Land? And then, well, I guess I could flow over into a One-Way Ticket.
Yeah.
Start reviewing song by song, doing like a Rick Beato breakdown.
Yeah, yeah. So for those who don't know, you're talking about the Darkness's discography.
Yeah.
And so your lecture is just going to be on how much of a Darkness fan you are.
Exactly.
It's like a history of, and then whatever band you pick. Yeah. That's a good way to get through a 2-hour lecture.
The ongoing history of New the Darkness.
Yeah. That's a good way to do it. I think that's a good strategy. Or any like historical event might be good as well. Anything that has a timeline, because you can just like do it in real time almost. Like
you could reenact a world war.
I'm getting into reenactment territory. I think that might be where I go with my lecture.
I think that's fair.
I think you would learn I think it's of value to the the listener.
Educational theater. It's a thing.
Yeah. So your lecture is a let's play, and my lecture is a reenactment of something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zero good to humanity.
Yeah, but this, I feel like for us, this question is like, how do we get through this 2-hour lecture? Like we have, there's nothing inside of us that we're like bursting to impart on people. No. So this is just an exercise in like stage fright management. Uh-huh. Really.
Yeah. Keep talking and nobody explodes.
I think we should open a bar called Stage Fright Management.
You have to get up on stage
to
get a drink.
Yeah. You have to be up there for a minute. You can do whatever you want.
It has to end with a drink order.
Okay.
But it has to be like, you have to do a scene.
Yeah.
No one would ever come.
Not only would no one come, but we wouldn't make any money. Jeff, do you remember Toy Story?
Do I?
Do you remember
looking at a Buzz and a Woody right behind you?
Oh, yeah, on your toy shelf. Do you actually have a Woody?
Yeah, he's taller than Buzz. He's a 6-inch version.
Okay, so does your Woody have a pull string?
That one, I believe, has like a fake string on it.
So you can't pull it and make him say something?
No, you can't pull it.
Okay, well, you got to throw out that Woody. Because my question is, if you were packaged and sold as a doll, what would you say when your string was pulled?
Ooh. Just that.
Ooh.
Ooh, do it again.
Maybe we should pick one phrase and one like sound.
Okay, well, I guess that counts as my sound.
Yeah.
The phrase would be, what would you give it all up for?
That is a throwback to like episode, 5 or 6 of this podcast? Jeff's obsession with what would you give it all up for?
Mm-hmm.
Which he now asks everyone that he meets for the first time, by the way.
Only if I think they're worthy.
I do like the idea behind the phrase being a question and one that makes you think. Like, I'm picturing a child with your doll.
Yeah. Spawning a like some seed of philosophy in a child.
Yeah. But now that I'm picturing a child with it, what would you give it all up for is even more hilarious. Because, yeah, like, little Timmy, he's, like, sitting on the couch. What would I give it all up for?
I guess a Nintendo.
More Lucky Charms. Yeah, so I like the idea of making kids think about life.
Okay. Like, what, does it have to be your voice? Could it be like, like, a, I don't know, an Eddie Murphy quote from Shrek? You just, that was just totally wrong and like clearly not from that character.
You just want to take others' catchphrases for, yeah, for your own doll.
Uh-huh.
Would it be you dressed up as Eddie Murphy saying Eddie Murphy things?
Yeah, there's a whole like line of me as other characters saying things in my voice, saying their lines,
right,
in my voice,
but poorly.
Yeah,
like it's not quite the line either.
It's like that Terminator quote.
Yeah.
The robotic dude, shiny metal thing.
What is Woody's? Do you remember what Woody's is in Toy Story?
There's a snake in my boot.
Yeah. So what would your one that
he's got a few actually.
Yeah.
Reach for the sky.
So fuck it up. What would the Jeff doll say?
There's my boots all squishy.